MC-senpai. May I please speak to you behind the school? There's something I must tell you. Thank you. Here it goes. MC-senpai, there is a secret I've carried for many years now. Whenever I was at your house, it felt like a weight on my shoulders. I'm ashamed I didn't have the courage to tell you earlier. But now we're leaving for college soon. If I don't take this leap now, I may never have a chance to tell you how I really feel. Okay, here goes. I was talking to the school counselor about what I wanted to do with my life. I realized that going to college without you, I can't do it. You've been my best friend for as long as I can remember. The smiling face in the window across from mine. Remember in elementary school when your mother yelled at me for spending so much time at your house? She would say, "Allie, just go home already." That's why I can't imagine being parted. MC-senpai, I want to grow old with you. I would do anything, and I mean anything, to be with you forever. Being yours, that would be my perfect ending. And now that I'm 18, I can finally make it real. MC-senpai, my confession is for... What? Girlfriend! No! I'm not asking to be your girlfriend. What I want is... MC-senpai, I want you to own me as a human, own a whole fuck doll! Do you remember when I found a naughty magazine about human onaholes under your bed? I was so shocked by all the lewd, depraved things inside. But then you told me how badly you wanted one of your own. A woman who legally gave up her human rights and is reclassified as a fleshlight with a face. A living, breathing... free sex toy for you to own. I was so sad when you told me just how badly you wanted one. It's so expensive to buy a former person, but you'd never be able to afford one. Your perfect ending with the onohole was so out of reach. MC-senpai, I could never let your dream go unanswered. Girlfriends come and go. Wives, well... with the current divorce rate, marriage isn't so eternal anymore. But if I legally toss aside my personhood to be a set of holes, I can be yours forever. I've already signed all the onahole paperwork. I even put your name down as my owner. Oh, I apologize eternally for going ahead without your permission. The law says... an application can't be processed for 6 months, so I have a chance to change my mind. I will legally be your cum toilet for a few months, so if you don't want me, I can cancel my application. Oh, of course, you're surprised. I don't exactly look like the depraved, nasty fuckhole type. I'm just your plain Megane neighbor. My tits are displeasingly small, I've worn braces so long, and my huge glasses are so unfashionable. But I promise, MC-senpai, I am a perverted hentai bitch. I really am. Even a virgin like me can become a proper dirty fuck toy if I do my best. So, do you want me? You do? Yes! Happiest moment of my life. Thank you, Master Sama. I promise to be the bestest self-lubricating onahole in the whole world. This is my perfect ending. Master Sama's personal cum dumpster. I know I'm not yet your property. But your future fuck doll wants to celebrate this moment by kneeling before your majestic cock. My life's purpose will be making it squirt jizz like a fountain. I wish to swear myself to it with a kiss. Your cock. I saw it once when I walked in on you changing. It was only a moment, but the memory of its shape was etched into my mind. It looks exactly how I remember. This kiss is my vow to be a slave to this cock and to devote my entire existence to being its holster. Forever and ever. Oh, that's the bell. Maybe I could come over after school so you can personally start my own whole training. Yes, Master Sima. Is there any way I should prepare? Master Sima, that's so lewd! So shameful! My pants are already wet thinking about it! Hello, Mrs. MC. Is MC Senpai in? He said that we could hang out. I know he's not older than me. I just... calling him Senpai seems right since I look up to him so much. No, I'm okay. I just have a cold. That's why I'm so flushed. Oh, MC Senpai, there you are. Do you want to go downstairs now? It was nice to see you, miss, but we gotta go. Master-sama, I couldn't maintain composure another minute. Not when you made me aware of a vibrator in my pussy and my ass. Master-sama, I'm not used to the feeling. My slutty pussy juices are ruining the skirt of my seifuku. Master-sama, shall I remove the vibrator so that you can use all my holes? Or would you rather I keep them in so my pussy stays drippy? Out right away! Oh, Master Sama, my shameful slave pussy is ready for use. Is that an Onaho uniform? That's why you had to leave class early? Master Sama, this is the bestest gift for a worthless fuckhole like me. My very own uniform! It's amazing! It's almost like a school swimsuit! Only with holes cut out for my slutty tits, for my pussy, and for my asshole! That way they're open and available for you all the time! And the smooth latex material! Did you know they originally wanted the uniforms to be fabric, but they kept on getting stained by cum? Latex Onaho suits are perfect for bathing in Master Sama's sticky cummy wummies. Did you get a mask too? The ones that cover an Onaho's entire face except for her mouth hole? The Onaho's who wear them don't even look like humans. I saw one online with a built-in ring gag. So the only thing a dumb Onaho can use as her whore mouth is for gagging on cock. Do I want to be masked? I don't know. There's something sexy about being no one. A faceless fuck toy. But also, it would make my heart go doki doki to look at you in the eyes while servicing your cock. Letting you see the face you grew up with doing something so lewd. But does it matter what I want? I am an object now, no different from a lamp. My favorite is whichever makes you come more. There, all dressed. Master Sama, do I look like the Onaho's from your magazines? Please, remember, you never have to ask me what I want. Don't treat me like a person. I can't please you if you hold back. Forget we're friends, okay? You don't have to ask your Onaho for anything. Look at my pussy. Open and exposed for you. And right above the mound, There's going to be a barcode soon. Anyone who scans it will see that you fucking own me. And that means you can do whatever you want to me. You can do anything, no matter how nasty, filthy, or degrading. So, Master Sama, what do you wish to do with your personal cum dumpster first? You want me to practice cocksucking? Of course! I'm embarrassed that my worthless mouth pussy isn't already trained. Please correct my failures as a onahole. I know that girls with braces like me need extra practice. I would be so ashamed if I hurt my master while sucking him off. And please don't go easy on me. You've always been so protective of me, but worthless pieces of fuck meat like me don't deserve mercy. If I choke on your cock until I pass out, if you stretch my jaw until I can't speak, if you come so much down my throat that I fucking drown, don't let up. It just means I need more practice. Yes, Master Sama, your onahole obeys. I didn't need food. The only thing I eat every meal is Master Sama's incredible cock. Salty, sweaty. You don't even have to clean your fucking cock, Master. Your own hole will lick it clean. No matter how dirty it is, I'll be your dick bath. Even your cock filth is delicious. Fuck, I've stained my sheets thinking itchy thoughts about this cock so many times. I only touch myself to you. Only you. All this time, living so close, pretending to be a good girl, but deep down, I was just a worthless, filthy fuck whore. I was meant to be an onahole, a cum toilet. I was only pretending to be anything else. Fuck, sometimes I would touch my slut hole with my windows open, hoping that you'd see me and realize I didn't deserve respect. So you see, I'm nothing but a hole, just a gushing, pulsing, cock-hungry hole. A greedy fuckhole that wants all of your sperm, every drop. Fucking me isn't. It's not even sex. It's masturbation. I want Master Sama to masturbate using me. I want you to masturbate using me every day. Fuck. Until you don't even consider what I want. You just feel an ache in your balls and your warm, wet fuck cunt is waiting for you. So you can relieve all of that pent up. Oh, it's me. Master Sama, you're going to legally own me. I keep thinking about all the ways you will change me, customize me, talking cunts like me have no say in our appearance. I have no rights. I don't deserve rights. Modify me, Master Sama. Modify me into your perfect fantasy. Do you like me as a nerd? Is it more fun to ruin my holes when I look sweet and innocent? Or do you want to own a slutty bimbo? I can be your depraved yadu bitch. And my hair? Do you like how it is now? Do you want me blonde? Maybe. Maybe bubblegum pink. Make me look even more like a silly fuck doll. Fake and plastic. And my tits? Fuck. How do you want to change them? Pierce them with big heavy rings? Or maybe... do you want to give me a boob job? So I have big fake tits? You can make them as big as you want. As much opi as you can handle. Then I can stroke Master Summa's cock with my slutty opi. Give your cock piesity. I'm your fuck doll. I'm your hentai fuck doll. You could give me opi titties. You can make me your piesity bitch. Induce lactation so you can suck on my milky titties. Tattoo me with lewd writing. Stretch out my ass so it's gaping in the shape of your cock. I'm a fuck doll. You are personal, customizable fuck doll. No privacy. You can make me go out in public, walk my shameful naked body through the park on a leash. I'm not a person. It's not a public indecency if I'm not a person. You can take pictures of me, even my secret special places. Upload them on the internet to show off your personal onahole to everyone. Laugh at me in the comments for having a lewd body made for sex. I'll be your personal... your personal job star. I'll be your personal porn star. Your collectible cunt. Master Summa, you don't even have to remember growing up with me. You can take my identity, give me a new name, make me wear an onahole mask. Fuck, you can forget I was ever, ever anything but a masturbation toy to keep in your closet. Or you can take me to school like normal, but chain me up in the bathroom stall and use me as your relief toilet between classes. Or, oh fuck, you can show me off to everyone. Wave me around as your mind-broken trophy. You can let them see me bouncing on your cock so dumb and wet. Fuck. Even drag me in front of my parents and make me worship your cock right there. Show them I'm not their daughter. They raised their daughter to be good and proper. Not a shameless cum rag. They wouldn't even be able to stop you. I'm your property. You can use me on the lawn and make them watch. It's your right. Master Summa, am I speaking too much? Fuck, Master Summa's cock, you slapped me. Please do it again. An onahole's pain doesn't matter. Slap me with your cock again. Oh, bruise me. Give me a black eye. I don't care. The marks would just be another way for you to customize me. Master Summa. Master Summa. Fuck. What are... oh, ring gag! That way you can face fuck my mouth hole without so much pointless chatter. Good thinking, Mal. notch on my face. That means I fulfilled my sacred honor duties. Your creamy white spunk is totally covering my glasses. I wish I never had to clean them off. Master Sama, this is the first time I've ever made you come. Shall I make a tally on my skin and Sharpie? I want to devote myself to making the number go higher and higher. So, how do you wish to train me now? Hello everyone. This is my first time being recorded as my true self. My name isn't Ellie anymore. I'm now a nameless Onahole, and MC Senpai is my owner. Soon, my slave pussy will be marked with a barcode proving I'm not human anymore. I've been living with MC Senpai, Master Sama, for the last week as his personal cum rag. And my stupid Onahole brain can't imagine going back. He keeps me strung up in his closet, gagged and blindfolded and plugged when he's not using me, constantly wet. I've dedicated my entire existence to serving Master Sama's glorious, perfect, amazing cock. You don't have to worry about me. Look in my eyes. Don't you see my pupils? My pupils are hearts. That's only because I love it. I love it. Shows me off, I can proudly wear my own a whole barcode for everyone to see. Master Sama, thank you for allowing this own hole to serve you. Huh? Am I happy? Master Sama, you don't have to ask an Onoho that. Oh, if it would please you knowing, most people would think such a pathetic lewd existence is shameful. They'd think I'm throwing my life away. But not everyone dreams of the same perfect ending. When I saw the magazines under your bed, I realized that your perfect ending would be a life with your own personal Onohole. And my perfect ending was to be that Onohole, chained up in your closet while you're at work, so you can take me out whenever you get home and let me warm your cock until bed. It's not a normal life, but it's what we want. So please, take good care of me, Master Sama. I'll always be here wrapped around your cock, forever and ever. Our perfect ending. Mwah!